नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदी गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी को श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की संवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। कृष्ण कृष्ण चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। थोड़ा आगे आएंगे I am speaking in English, you can translate to his father, especially because we don't give him so much attention. So, Hindi mein, Angreji mein, our eternal problem. English or Hindi? No, I am okay with any.
English is fine. I think everybody.
Hindi, English, anything.
So, okay, I'll speak any.
I'll translate.
No, Prabhuji will translate.
Okay.
Because you don't give attention to him. You translate nicely. In Bhagavad Gita, there are different yoga systems, Bhakti Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga. So, Krishna glorifies Bhakti as topmost yoga system. And among all yogis, devotees as topmost. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatam amatah. So devotees are topmost yogis, devotees of Krishna. And they are very dear to Krishna. So because they are very dear to Krishna, Krishna is glorified as Bhakta Vatsala. So, one who is very affectionate to devotees, or to whom devotees are very affectionate, like that. So that is the meaning of Bhakta Vatsala. So in Bhagavad Gita, different places we see that this quality of Krishna manifests. In different places. In the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita also, when we see in the beginning, Sanjaya, he describes the scene on the battlefield of Gurukshetra to Dhritarashtra. Because in the first verse, Dhritarashtra asked, after assembling on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, what did they do? Kim akurvata Sanjaya. Then Sanjaya describes the scene on the battlefield. So there we see that Kauravas and Pandavas, they have assembled. Then Duryodhana observes the armies on the Pandava army. Then he goes to Drona and he discusses the situation and encourages all his warriors. So then there was Then there was a blowing of conch shell as a signal of, you know, beginning of the war. So both the armies, they blew their conch shells, they sounded different musical instruments. So then in 20th verse we see Arjuna, he was about to release his arrow, then he stops. Then he tells Krishna, who has appeared as who was driving his chariot. So senayor ubayor madhe ratam sthapayame achyuta yavam eksh, what is that, yodha kaman, anyway I'm forgetting. So Arjuna, he said that you take my, O Lord Krishna, O Achyuta, you take my chariot in the midst of both the armies. So here we see that Krishna has become chariot driver of Arjuna. This is one of the very good example of how Krishna is affectionate to his devotees. Bhakta Vatsala. Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala quality is very, very evident in this, in this section of Bhagavad Gita. This word Achyuta, Prabhupada, the meaning of, literal meaning of Achyuta is that one who does not fall down from his position. Achyuta means. Now we all have fallen down from our position. We were in spiritual world with Krishna. In our original, we have come down to this material world, and that is one meaning of achyuta. We fall down from our position. Not only, even from human position, we may degrade to lower species. We may fall down to lower species. We may become hog, dog, anything in the future, past life, next life. So some people, they like to eat anywhere and everywhere. So then you become a hog. You can eat anywhere, everywhere, later on. So Mother Nature arranges such kind of body for them. Some people like to eat lots of meat. You know, in this area, people like to eat lot of meat. Everywhere there are meat shops, you can see. So I heard in meat eating Telangana, and I don't know how much true it is, but people say Telangana and Andhra are ahead of all other states in India for eating meat. And in Hyderabad, Secunderabad city, 99% of the people are meat eaters, I heard. So like that. So people like to eat. Okay, you become tiger in the next life. You eat meat to your heart's content. So someone likes to sleep for months together. So then are those who take pleasure in sleeping. So okay, you sleep for months together. You become a polar bear. Polar bear sleeps for 6 months. So in this way, we see that many. So Mother Nature arranges. So this is fall down. We fall down from our position. But Krishna, he never falls down from his position. Therefore, he is called as Achyuta. So senayor ubayor madhe ratam sthapaya me Achyuta. But Prabhupada, here in this context of, he gives a different meaning of Achyuta. Different means, so significance of that. Why Arjuna used that particular name of Krishna here? So he says, Prabhupada, he explains, one who does not fail in his affection towards his devotees, he is called as Achyuta. So he never fails to show his affection to his devotees. So he is called as Achyuta. Means Krishna always, this one thing he will always make sure. So generally he doesn't forget anything. But this one particularly he will never forget. to show affection to his devotees. So that is the meaning of Achyuta. Now imagine, so Lord has become chariot driver, even from Vedic cultural point of view. So becoming a chariot driver is a Shudra occupation in Vedic culture. So there was a whole class of people in Vedic society, Varnashrama society, called Sutas. So they were generally driving chariot. You all must be remembering that. Karna, although he was born to Pandava, he was one of the first Pandava he was. But he was raised by a Suta. So he's one of the name of Karna is Suta Putra. So these Sutas, generally they drive chariot. So when he grew up to certain age, his father, he told him, now you take the reins of the chariot. You take the ropes of the chariot. So then he says, no, I want bow and arrow, he says, because he had Kshatriya nature. So, you know, Karna had Kshatriya nature because he was born to Kunti and in Kshatriya family. So, of course, he was not necessary that everyone who has fighting spirit are bona fide Kshatriyas. So, he was demonic by nature. So, even Duryodhana got spoiled because of association of Karna. So, we know that. So, in this way, in Vedic culture, if you see, generally Shudras, their Sutas, they come in Shudra category. So Lord Krishna is ready to take the position of a Shudra to help his devotee Arjuna. So in this way he does not fail to show his affection. And but Krishna is not just Kshatriya taking position of a Shudra, he is Supreme Lord. So everyone else has to serve him. Ekale Ishvare Krishna Arasabho Bratya. So only Ishvara is Krishna and everyone else is his devotees. So what to speak of we ordinary living entities, even great demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Narada, and what to speak of all these demigods, even Krishna's expansions. So the first expansion of Krishna, Balaram, he says that I also serve my master, Krishna, he says. So everyone else has to engage in the service of Krishna. But what he does, he becomes a chariot driver of Arjuna. And generally fighting, chariot driver means in fighting it is very intense it is. So if just one moment if you are not attentive, then so many arrows will just shoot you, that's all. They will pierce you and finish you. So fighting was very intense on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Arjuna, he didn't even had time to tell Krishna, take left, take right. He would kick, if he wants Krishna to take a right, he would kick on the right side. And if he wants him to take left, he would kick on the left side. Can you imagine? So, Supreme Lord, you know, he is getting kicked by Arjuna. So, why all these things? Just because Arjuna is a very dear devotee of Krishna. So, Arjuna was a very great devotee. Just after this only, Sanjay, he says that Evam Yukto Gudakesha, like that it is told. So Arjuna is addressed as Gudakesha. So Gudakesha means one who has conquered over sleep and ignorance. So Prabhupada says, because of constant association with Krishna, so he has conquered over sleep and ignorance. So conquered over sleep, constant association with Krishna, Prabhupada, he says that there pure devotee always remembers Krishna. In this way, he is in the association of Krishna. While walking, sleeping, eating, so always he remembers Krishna. Not a single moment he fails to remember Krishna. So that is definition of a pure devotee. So this is meaning of Krishna consciousness, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. So in this way Krishna, he remembers, Arjuna remembers Krishna. Told that from every hair of Arjuna, always sound of Krishna used to emanate. On his body, every small hair on his body. So he was so Krishna conscious. If he is sleeping also, from his body, vibration of Krishna's name would be coming. So sound of Krishna would be coming. So Krishna, 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 like that. So Arjuna was such a devotee. So it is told by Shukdev Goswami also, and Bhaktir Samrasindhu Rupa Goswami also describes. So Krishna, he easily gives liberation, but he does not give love of Godhead. So he does not give bhakti, devotion. So because once someone becomes a devotee, especially a devotee like Arjuna and Pandavas, then Krishna has to sell himself. So Shukdev Goswami, he said, what and all Krishna did not do for you, Pandavas, your grandparents, to Parikshit Maharaj, he says. So he became their chariot driver. He went as a peace messenger, and he protected Draupadi. He became sari and protected Draupadi. So in so many ways, Krishna, he serves his devotees. So this is the meaning of Bhakta Vatsala, that he never fails to show affection to his devotees. So his name is Achyuta. So he is Bhakta Vatsala. He is. Now, in Bhagavatam it is told, because Pandava is such exalted devotees, it is told in a very, very poetical way, that all the great sages and saints, they forgot their path to Himalayas and they were going towards Hastinapur. Why like that? Because the person whom they search after going to Himalayas, great tapasvis, rishis, saints, yogis, he is in the house of Pandavas. Right or not? So, or he is coming and going into Pandava's house. So all the rishis, great saints, yogis, they are going towards the house of Pandavas, because the Supreme Lord of whom they are searching in Himalayas, there are in their heart. So there he is in the house of Pandavas. So therefore he was very, in fact he was like sold out to Pandavas because of their devotion. So in this way, this quality of Bhakta Vatsala, we see that he never fails to show his affection. Therefore, he has become chariot driver of Arjuna. This quality, there in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, we see that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to South India trip. So he was traveling. So his preaching trip. He went to Srirangam, and there, so when he went to take darshan of Lord Ranganath, he saw one Brahman there trying to study Bhagavad Gita, and others were looking and laughing at him, and he is trying to read Bhagavad Gita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see that this person is a very special person who is trying to read Bhagavad Gita. He has attained very exalted position. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked him, so everyone is looking at you and laughing, and it seems that you are relishing a great devotion for Lord. So So what's going on here? What is the secret? Like that he says. So then he told, actually I do not know why they are laughing is because I do not know reading. So those days reading means Sanskrit reading, you know. Bhagavad Gita reading means Sanskrit reading. So mostly it won't be available in any vernacular languages. So this translation into vernacular language is a recent thing it is. So those who studied Shastra, they studied Sanskrit. So they studied Sanskrit and they have to study Sanskrit and then study Shastra. So even when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in Gaudiya Sampradaya, mass book distribution, book production and book distribution started from the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was criticized for that. Many Brahmanas there in Bengal, they criticized, oh, why is he doing like this, you know. So, because it is a property of Brahmanas, Shastra study and, but our acharyas, anyway, this whole Brahmanical culture is all degraded now, slow. Whoever gets whatever, you know, they wanted to distribute whatever they can get people. So, you know, not everything can be translated into English language because English is not so developed a language like, you know, Sanskrit. So, everything, like rasa word cannot be translated, no? Right or not? So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur translated it as mellow. But that doesn't give a clear idea of what is rasa actually. So, like that, so many words we cannot translate. So he said, I do not know reading. Therefore, they are laughing at me. But my guru told me to read 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita every day. So because it is order of my guru to read this Bhagavad Gita, I am trying to read, he says. And whenever I open my book, immediately this picture of Partha Sarathi comes in front of me. And tears starts flowing from my eyes. So I feel that how great is Lord that he has become chariot driver of his devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that you have attained the perfection of reading Bhagavad Gita, he says. So ultimately purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to you see, Prabhupada, he says it was not required for Arjuna to hear Bhagavad Gita. So why? Because he had already attained the perfection of Bhagavad Gita. So what is the perfection of Bhagavad Gita? So anyway, perfection of life itself is Swarupa Siddhi. So realizing our relationship with Krishna, Swarupa. Every jiva has jivera Swarupa hoy, Krishnera Nityadas. So Krishna's jiva Swarupa is to know once its relationship with Krishna. Goal of life is to revive our lost relationship with Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita helps us to revive that lost relationship with Krishna. So now Arjuna's relationship with Krishna was it is in friendship, you know. Bhaktosimi sakacheti rahasyam yetadutam. He is already situated in that. So just because Krishna wanted to give this Bhagavad Gita to all of us, you see this, I was quoting this, Sena yor ubayor madhe ratham sthapayame achyuta. So in the second chapter also it is, Sena yor ubayor madhe vishidantam idam vachaha. Lord Krishna, Sanjaya says that Lord Krishna spoke these words in the midst of both the armies. So in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that for the benefit of all the people who had assembled on the Kurukshetra. So Lord Krishna is in the midst of both the armies. So not only for the benefit of those assembled in the, you know, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, but for the benefit of whole world, are all the people who are in the future who are coming to, going to come for the, you know, benefit of all the conditioned souls. Lord Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita. But he made Arjuna as his instrument. He put deliberately. Like I said, on 20th verse Krishna says, Arjuna is about to release his arrows. Then he stops. Then he says, I want to see who all have assembled here on the battle of Kurukshetra. So Prabhupada says, why he wants to see? So is he thinking of making compromise with Kauravas? So now is not the time to see, right or not? Now he has to just shoot arrows now, because they all have assembled, they have blown their conch shell. Conch shell is the symbol of beginning of the war, sign of beginning of the war. So they have to just throw arrows now, just shoot each other and kill each other, try to kill each other. So that is a thing. And on the battlefield, there is no question of compromise. Kshatriya compromising on the battlefield means he is no more a Kshatriya. Once you come on the battlefield, finish. Either die or kill other person. So only that is what happens. So that's why Prabhupada says, easy thinking of making compromise at this point. So no. So this is all Krishna's plan. It is Krishna he puts Arjuna into ignorance so that he can ask questions, inquire. So then he tells, oh, you take my chariot in the midst of the both the armies. Then deliberately he takes, chariot in front of Bhishma and, Drona. So, O Arjuna, see, behold all the Kurus who have assembled here. Among them are prominent Bhishma, Drona, Pramukataha, he says. Deliberately he uses, he says, Bhishma, Drona, Pramukataha, he says. You see all the Kurus, and among them are Bhishma, Drona, Pramukataha, he says. So in this way, he puts Arjuna into ignorance. So Krishna wanted to speak this for the benefit of for all the conditioned souls. Arjuna, it was not required for him to hear Bhagavad Gita. He had already established himself in ultimate perfection of Bhagavad Gita. That is to be servant of Krishna, friend of Krishna, mother and father of Krishna, or lover of Krishna, or queen of Krishna. So that is perfection of Bhagavad Gita. So, of course, at this stage, we have to become servant of, Guru. Imagine that, I am a gopi or I am a peacock in Krishna's pastimes. In the dream, Krishna came and told, you are this gopi or that gopi. So, there are some kind of such people also. I got a dream of Krishna and all this kind of things. So we have to become servant of Guru. Coming back to the point that, so Arjuna was already situated, it was not required for him. And Krishna, he spoke. Here particularly, this devotee, he had already, because of his simple determination to follow the instruction of Guru to read Bhagavad Gita every day, 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita, he had attained perfection of life. So by remembering that Krishna's form as Parthasarathi has become chariot driver of Krishna, Arjuna, so tears were flowing from his eyes. He had attained all the symptoms of Bhava Bhakti. So Bhava is preliminary stage of Prema, that is, really establishing relationship, Rasa. So in Bhava stage, we come to know about our Rasa with spiritual, with Krishna. So he had already attained, that's Ashta Sattvika Vikara it is called. Ashta Sattvika Vikara means all these symptoms. Tears flowing, hair standing on end, trembling of the body, voice becoming choked up, like that. So all these symptoms were manifest in that devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that you have attained the perfection of reading Bhagavad Gita or hearing Bhagavad Gita. So now, particularly, we see what this devotee was remembering. So what this devotee was remembering? This devotee was remembering particularly that form of Bhakta Vatsala. Now, so that point I mentioned, that we learned that teaching from that that first time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that by simple determination to follow the instruction of spiritual master, one can attain perfection of life. So Prabhupada often mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita purport also, in Tadvidhi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya, satisfaction of spiritual master is secret of spiritual success. In that purport he mentioned, purport says. So Hamara, like that, you know, we secret of success. If we want to become successful in spiritual life or in bhakti, so we have to satisfy spiritual master. So this devotee, he was the instruction of spiritual master. Because of that, he attained perfection in life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated his reading of, you know, Bhagavad Gita. So we also learn that how to read Bhagavad Gita. So, and what is the perfection which we can attain after reading Bhagavad Gita. So in this way we learn so these things. And particularly this devotee was remembering this form of Krishna as Parsarthi, which signifies Krishna's quality of Bhakta Vatsalya, Bhakta Vatsala. So like this, in Bhagavad Gita we see that in many places Krishna's this quality of Bhakta Vatsala is being described. Later in 9th chapter, especially throughout Bhagavad Gita, but especially particularly in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we see that verse is there, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham Tesham Nitya Biyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vaham Ananyas Chintayantomam Ejana Pariyupasate Tesham Nitya Biyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham Ananyas Chintayantomam. Those who always Ananyashchintayanto, those who always remember me. So Ananyashchintayanto mam yejana paryupasate. In this way, Ananya means without any deviation. So, and in this way, they who constantly engage in devotional service. So yejana paryupasate, tesham nitya abhyuktanam. So those who worship me like this in unalloyed devotional service, constantly engaging 24 hours a day. So, yejana paryupasate nityesham nitya abhyuktanam. So this thing, nitya abhyuktanam, we have to understand. Nitya abhyuktanam means Srila Prabhupada in the purport, that 24 hours a day they are engaged. 24 hours a day, either hearing, chanting, shavanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, satanam, atma nivedanam. So, in one of these 9 limbs of devotional service, they are constantly engaged, either shavanam or kirtanam. So, that is the meaning of nitya abhyuktanam. So, seems like this is... This verse particularly it speaks about those devotees who constantly engage in sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, those who constantly engage in sadhana bhakti. So it's an elaborate subject matter, we will not go into so much detail of that. So what it means to be engaged in, constantly engaged in Krishna service. Tesham nitya abhyuktana. Can a grahastha engage in this? Right or not? So Acharyas have elaborately discussed this, different kinds of devotees. So Sanishta, Parinishta, and all this kind of thing. So that is a different elaborate sub. Anyway, Yogakshemam, such devotee, I protect them. So, and I always bring them what they lack. Whatever they have, I protect them. So in this way Krishna, he says, then after that, patram pushpam palam thoyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti uparatam ashnami prayatatmana. So if a devotee offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, and little water, I accept it, he says. So of course, if devotee has more, he can offer more. It is not that, for our sense gratification we will keep lot of things, but for Krishna we will only give water or leaf or so. But the main thing what Lord Krishna says is that, of course, Lord Krishna also doesn't want anything from us, right or not. So he is Madhava. Madhava means husband of Lakshmipati. He is a Lakshmipati, sorry. Husband of Lakshmi Devi. And so he doesn't need anything from us. But here that verse speaks how much he is affectionate to his devotees. That he becomes even pleased with the devotees if they offer even little also, a leaf, a flower, a little water, like that. So that bhakta vatsalata is seen in that verse. In fact, Lord was so ecstatic about, he is appreciative of this devotion of his devotees, that Krishna, he spoke ashnami prayatatmana. Ashnami means, so Prabhupada has translated it as accept, I accept it, like that. Ashnami means I eat it. So can we eat flower? Can we eat leaf? Okay, tulsi leaf. So Lord eats, right or not? Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. Fruit can be eaten, right or not? So tulsi leaf can be eaten. But we cannot, so flowers cannot be eaten, and water cannot be eaten, right or not? So if you see grammatically, this is wrong actually. But Krishna, because of so much ecstasy of this, or so much he is appreciative about this devotion, even if devotee gives flower also, I will eat it, he says. Right on. So flower, like that. So like that he says, and he continues later. Some more verses are there where further this Bhakta Vatsalta, he says to Arjuna, "O Arjuna, you declare that my devotee never perishes." Like that he says. He says like that. You declare that. I, Kaunteya Pratijani, Ashati, he says. You declare. My devotee will never perish, never be destroyed. I will always protect them, like that. So in this way he says like that. And before that also he had said, even if my devotee engages in some abominable activity, still he should be considered as sadhu, he says. Like that he says. Of course, devotees should not take advantage of this verse. Prabhupada, he cautioned in the purport. So that, I am devotee, so therefore I can do abominable activities. So, being engaged in devotional service, one should change one's character, he says. So if devotee has some bad habit or something, after coming to devotion, he should change it. if character is not changing, then the devotee is like, he becomes like, you know, sahajiya. So, or he is a shameless person. So anyway, Krishna is very dear, devotees are very dear. Prabhupada was speaking on this in his early days in New York in 22nd Avenue. Prabhupada used to, when he went to America, he used to, every week he used to give lectures, 3 days in a week, he would give lectures on Bhagavad Gita. So he started his preaching, you know, with the Bhagavad Gita lectures. So from that we understand what we should preach. We should preach Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada was giving lecture on this. By the time he came to 9th chapter, he already had few initiated disciples. And we know that all these disciples who had come to him, previously their background was like, you know, they were hippies. You know, they were taking LSD, so many things they were into. Then Prabhupada, he says, tomorrow if you see Brahmananda on the street smoking, then also you should consider him as sadhu, because he is engaged in devotional service. So Brahmananda Prabhu was one of the first disciples of Srila Prabhupada, like that. So Prabhupada, he says like that. Anyway, in this way we see that devotees, Krishna says that even they are sadhus. So in this way devotees are very dear to Krishna, and he never fails to show affection to Krishna devotees, because he is Bhakta Vatsala, he is very affectionate to devotees. So there is a verse in Gautamiya Tantra and as well as Vishnu Smriti. We are discussing on this, you know, patram pushpam palam toyam. Krishna becomes pleased even if you offer little water, little fruit, little flower, like that. So there it is told, tulasi dala matrena jalasya chuluke nava vikrinate swamatmanam bhaktebhyo bhakta vatsalaha. So tulasi dala matrena jalasya chuluke nava, just if you offer little water and tulasi dala, so Lord Krishna becomes so pleased that vikrinate swamatmanam, he sells himself to that devotee. So bhaktebhyo bhakta vatsalaha, so because he is bhakta vatsala. So like that we discussed. So this is so this month is called as Damodar month. Kartik month is also called as Damodar month. So very form of Damodar is also very bhakta, you know, he is bhakta vatsala. That is connected to his quality of bhakta vatsala, Lord Krishna. So because you see, so many yogis, gyanis are trying to capture Lord Krishna in their meditation. So they are doing tapasya for thousands of years. So, but Krishna, they may be very expert, their mind may be, generally speed of the mind is very fast, right or not? So they must be running behind absolute truth, or Krishna. But Krishna runs faster than their mind, right? Always. So in other words, he cannot be captured by their meditation. And here we see, Mother Yashoda was trying to capture Krishna, and Krishna, Mother Yashoda could not catch him. And after some time, when Krishna saw that she has become tired after running behind me, so then he alone caught. So there that description comes. Yogis cannot catch, but Mother Yashoda, because of her love, she could catch Krishna like that. So then we see that after that, what she does? She tries to bind him also. And he is not, he cannot be bound with so many ropes. She collects all the available ropes in the home and still, so it was 2 inch short, right? So then Mother Yashoda's friends are there. They are looking at Mother Yashoda's condition. They also bring some more ropes from their home and give it to Mother Yashoda. But then also it was short. So at last, then again by seeing the precarious condition of Mother Yashoda, so Lord Krishna agrees to be bound. So now this is also very special. It is that how Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna. So who can bind him? So yogis cannot catch him. So yogis cannot bind Krishna in their heart. So this is a special position of Mother Yashoda among all the devotees. So basically Krishna's quality of Bhakta Vatsalya we can see there, that he agrees to be bound by his devotee, dear devotee. So therefore in Padma Purana it is mentioned, yata damodaro bhakta vatsalo vidito janai tasyaham tadrasho masa swalpam apyuru karakaha. So this verse comes in Padma Purana, which says that Damodara is very bhakta vatsala. Lord Damodara is. So in ISKCON, this 1 month, what we do? So we celebrate, we worship this form of the Lord, Damodara, form of the Lord. So by daily offering ghee lamp to him and singing, so Damodarashtakam. Damodarashtakam was spoken, recited by Satyavrata Muni. So that also comes in Padma Purana. So in Padma Purana there is one section called Kartika Mahatmya. So Satyavrata Muni, he described the glories of this month to Narad Muni. So that is a section in Padma Purana. So in the same section this verse also comes. Yata dhamodarav bhakta vatsalo viditai janai. So everyone knows Viditai Janai. All the people know that Damodara is very dear to, very affectionate to his devotees. Yata Damodaro Bhakta Vatsalo Vidito Janai. Vidito means no. Janai means people, they know that Damodara is very affectionate to his devotees, his Bhakta Vatsala. So similarly, this month is also very affectionate to devotees of Lord Krishna or Damodara. Tasaham tadrasho masaha swalpam apyuru karakaha. Tadrasho masaha. Masaha means month. That Damodar month or this Kartik month is very affectionate to devotees. Whatever bhakti, little bhakti they do, swalpam urukarakaha, even if devotees they do little bhakti also, it expands that. This month what it does is, this month means, months are also persons, they are. So what he does is that, he expands the service of the devotees and offers it to Lord Krishna. So that is the meaning of swalpam apyuru karakaha. Uru means great or big or large, make it large. Hum log thoda bhakti karenge, lekin ye maina kya karta hai, usko bada chada ke bhagwan ko arpan karta hai. तो ये महत्व है कार्तिक महीने का, ऐसे पद्म पुराण में बताया गया। तो सब लोग जानते हैं कि दामोदर बहुत ही भक्त वत्सल्य है, और उनका जो महीना जो है दामोदर महीना भी, वो भी बहुत भक्त वत्सल्य। तो दिस हैज़ टू बी अंडरस्टूड दैट ऑलरेडी लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज वेरी अफेक्शनेट टू हिज डिवोटीज, एंड दिस मंथ वट एवर सर्विस दे डू कृष्णा एक्सेप्ट्स इट, इफ दे ऑफर लिटिल फ्लावर फ्रूट एंड ऑल दोज थिंग्स इन जनरल एंड एस्पेशली इन दिस मंथ। सो इफ समवन डज सम लिटिल सर्विस ऑल्सो दैट इज मल्टीप्लाइड एंड एक्सपैंडेड एंड ऑफर टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा, सो देन एक्स्ट्रा एडवांटेज, राइट और नॉट? So this is significance of Damodar month. So it is especially connected to Lord Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalta. So like this we should understand. So in this way, in Bhagavad Gita we see that Krishna also said that Neha Vikramanashosti Pratyabhayona Vidyate स्वल्पमप्यस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भयात्। सो इन दिस पाथ देर इज नो लॉस आर डिमिनेशन ही सेज, इवन इफ यू डू लिटिल भक्ति ऑल्सो व्हाट हैपन्स इट सेव्स अस फ्रॉम ग्रेटेस्ट डेंजर। सो कृष्णा हैज टोल्ड दैट वन एंड कृष्णा हैज टोल्ड दैट ओ इफ दे ऑफर मी लिटिल फ्रूट फ्लावर ऑल्सो आई एक्सेप्ट इट। So in this way we see that this path is such a great path it is, and especially whatever little bhakti we do in this month it is more beneficial it is. So therefore we should not do little bhakti, right or not? Svalpam hai purukhara ka matlab kaha gaya hai ki थोड़ा भी करेंगे तो ये महीना क्या कर देगा, दामोदर महस उसको बड़ा चढ़ा के भगवान को अर्पण करेगा। सो ऐसा सोच के हम लोग थोड़ा ही नहीं करना चाहिए, राइट ना? हमें बहुत ज़्यादा करना चाहिए, है कि ना? बहुत ज़्यादा करेंगे तो वो ज़्यादा ज़्यादा मात्रा में बढ़ जाएगा, है ना? राइट ना? इट विल इंक्रीज, इट विल मल्टीप्लाई। सो By understanding, by hearing, ये सब सुनकर हमें क्या करना चाहिए, हमेशा भगवान की भक्ति में लग जाना चाहिए, हमेशा ज़्यादा भक्ति करने के लिए प्रयास करना चाहिए। तो और विशेष करके इस महीने में, राइट? सो बाय हियरिंग ऑल दिस एस्पेशली कृष्णाज दिस क्वालिटी ऑफ भक्त वत्सलता, है ना? सो वी शुड ऑलवेज ट्राई टू डू डिवोशनल सर्विस मोर एंड एस्पेशली इन दिस मंथ। सो So we will sing now Damodar Ashtakam, and after that everyone can offer lamp to Damodar, but before that if you have any questions you can ask. Any questions, comments? Yeah.
Tell the reference. You said that Krishna glorifies bhakti yoga as shrestha and devotees as topmost yogis. So I just want that reference with that.
That verse, Yogi Nama 6.47, Bhagavad Gita, last verse of 6th chapter. 46, 47, you can read both the verses. They are continuation of one topic. And these verses also which I quoted, yoga kshemam vayamyam patram pushpam palam toyam, all this glorify bhakti only, no? Right? Bhakti only, glorify bhakti only. Krishna didn't want to speak anything other than bhakti in Bhagavad Gita. But just to understand the relative importance of that bhakti yoga, he speaks other yoga systems. You understood? Just to make us, to help us to understand the relative importance of that. So you have to relate with something, no? Right or not? If you want to explain. Therefore Krishna speaks about other yoga systems. Otherwise, he simply wants everyone to become devotees of devotees. That is a speciality of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Everywhere you will see that message is there. Krishna conscious. Become Krishna conscious. Become devotee of Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. Prabhupada doesn't allow you to roam here and there. Become a yogi, go to Himalaya, or become a jnani, learn Sanskrit and speculate on Vedanta. So he doesn't allow that. You just become surrender to Krishna, become Krishna conscious. Sometime you must have seen, no? People, they say when you go for book distribution, oh, your Swamiji only writes about Krishna or Bhakti, like that, he says.
No meditation.
And some academic scholars, they say, oh, this is not literal translation of Bhagavad Gita. So he claims to be Bhagavad Gita as it is, but he always pushes something else like that, they say. So academic scholars. But foolish people, they don't know what is Krishna's mind, Krishna's heart. So only Prabhupada knows. Pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada can know what Krishna wants to convey message to the world, actually. So all only bhakti, Krishna wants to only speak about bhakti and bhakti yoga in Bhagavad Gita. But just to help us to understand relative importance of bhakti, or exalted position of bhakti compared to other yoga systems, he speaks about other yoga systems. That is one reason. And another reason is we should know about other yoga systems also, because someone may come and say, oh, no, Ashtanga Yoga is important, Dhyana Yoga is important, you see, like that and all. Then we will come to know, no, Krishna has spoken like this, Krishna has said like this, Krishna has explained that bhakti is better than this, like that. We can tell them to protect our faith. So Krishna has spoken about those subject matters in Bhagavad Gita. So to fix our faith in bhakti, right or not?
So generally, Prabhu, understanding Krishna is somewhat easy, but at the same time, there is also a notion that understanding Krishna is very complex. So there are two notions. So which one is the right one, and why is that it is understanding Krishna is very not so easy?
Understanding Krishna is difficult, but it is easy if we follow Krishna's own advice in Bhagavad Gita. So Prabhupada often he said that who can tell you about Krishna better than Krishna himself? So he himself is revealing. Like sometimes we may speculate, oh, this rich man, how much wealth he must be having, like that. We may speculate. So modern day wealth means paper currency, right or not? Now people must be realizing little bit how false it is, right or not? Now Modi has made some system to make them to realize. People don't want to hear from Prabhupada and realize that this is false wealth, paper currency. Prabhupada has spoken all these things. Now Modi made some practical demonstration. So anyway, that is a different topic altogether. So that someone, we may speculate a lot. Oh, this wealthy person has this much wealth, this much money, this much property, this, that and all. But if that person himself reveals, so that I have, that is most authoritative, right or not? So similarly, Lord Krishna himself is revealing us about him. So that is the best way to, by hearing from Krishna. That is the best way to understand Krishna. But Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyashyami tatvata tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. So bhaktas, my devotees, they can understand me. Bhaktyatvananaya shakya aham evam idorjana. Only by devotion you can know me, he says. Vidho means knowing Krishna. Alright. So, bhakti is the means for knowing Krishna. If you do devotional service, or if you hear from bhakta, pure devotee, spiritual master, then you will be able to understand Krishna easily. If we do not follow this method, then Krishna will remain. In Brahma Samhita it is said, no? Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso munipungavana sopyasti yat prabada simnya vichintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Avichintya tatve. He remains an inconceivable fact. So, absolute truth remains elusive, there is English word, avichintya means tattva. He cannot be understood by muni pungavana. Even if they go with the speed of wind or whatever, for millions of years, they will not be able to understand. So, we should understand Krishna the way he has explained to us, through bhakti or through devotees, pure devotees. So, other methodology will not help. Right? Then it becomes complex.
If we wanted to tell somebody that you want to take bhakti mark and take Bhagavad Gita,
you can tell in the Bhagavad Gita introduction, Srila Prabhupada writes about what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, no? So, purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to deliver the mankind from the signs of ignorance. We should tell people, because of ignorance, you are suffering. Bhagavad Gita delivers us from ignorance. So, therefore, ignorance is cause of all the suffering. Knowledge is cause of happiness and liberation. So, knowledge brings happiness and liberation. So, by taking to this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, you will become free from all the suffering. So, like that you have to say. As a humanity, you see, one symptom of, what is the symptom of ignorance? How you will, these people, they are such in gross ignorance that they don't even know that they are in ignorance. Right or not? So one example we generally give, like Prabhupada, he said, these people, they thought that, oh, we will be more happy by making automobiles. But automobiles have become cause of so much suffering, right or not? Right, no? They tell, no, that Delhi is the most polluted city in the world, right or not? They are floating in the ocean of pollution, huh? People. So, we thought we will create solution from walking from one place to another place. But we have created so many problems because of this. So if we are in knowledge, then why we are, instead of solving problems, why we are creating more and more problems? That means we are not in knowledge, we are in ignorance. So like that, we have to convince them that they are in ignorance. And please take, this will help you. So that's what I tell.
Observation may be wrong. Like we do images at our home also in society, and we used to pull from neighbors and all. But the observation is like the contents or the way you are presenting or other people are presenting who are involved into that system a long time, they may be understanding better. But the normal man who is just joining first time, second time, third time, for them it's not like they are not able to.
Not appealing.
I mean,
we should, like this, just now I told, generally when we go for book distribution, they are new people only. So these basic topics, like especially those which are in introduction to Bhagavad Gita, because we are introducing them to this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, right? Or this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and practices of Bhagavad Gita. So from introduction we have to speak purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, this for, like I gave example of automobile example, it is connected to their daily life, right or not? People are driving daily, right or not? And they are suffering daily in the traffics. They are suffering from pollution, right or not? So, in this way we have to present it. It is true, those who are preaching, they should present it in an appealing way, no doubt in that. So your observation is correct. Maybe I may be defective in presentation.
No,
one day I will try to come to. So. Devotees present. Prabhupada's preaching was very effective in the world. We have to see good example of preaching from Prabhupada's life. He presented this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna even in Western countries where they never knew, never heard of Krishna, right? So, what a great example of, you know, of preaching, no? Right? Very appealing preaching, right? So, Bhagavad Gita is appealing if you really understand and present it. So, Prabhupada preached and it was very effective. Like I said today in the class that Prabhupada, how he preached there. Every 3 days in a week he would conduct Bhagavad Gita classes. He said Bhagavad Gita classes. He didn't say all stress management course or personal or anything. He said Bhagavad Gita philosophy. 3 days in a week. Those who are interested, they can come and hear. People came. He spoke Krishna's message. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had told, Yare Deko Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh, Amar Agyai Guru Hoy Tara Yadesh. Afternoon I quoted this verse, right? So, tell everyone about Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesh means whatever Krishna has taught, you know, whatever Krishna has given, that is Bhagavad Gita, right? So, Prabhupada in 7 purposes also he said, our purpose is to preach the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and it was very appealing, effective, no, right? Even Western people took, no, Krishna consciousness. Main thing is, now this whole society is, they don't have time to hear actually. They don't want to sit and hear. They are so restless, people, so many anxieties in the mind, no, right? Filled with anxieties. So that is a big challenge to get people to hear this message. This message is very convincing. Very convincing. But just to get people to hear this message is a big challenge. So for that you have to change the society. Like in India previously, this whole mass education and all is not required. You don't have to be literate to make life successful actually. Even ordinary persons who were illiterate, they could quote hundreds of verses from Bhagavad Gita and other Shastras in India previously. Hundreds of verses, literally. Literally people, many people knew just, they were illiterate but they knew Ramayana, Mahabharata just by memory, you know. They would quote verses after verses. How they knew? Just by hearing. Morning and evening they would hear from Brahmanas. So there was a storyteller class was there in India. Storyteller class. Among Brahmanas some class would be, they will just tell stories. Puranas. So they had time. Why? Because life was very simple. Life was, they earned their, now also what is there? People are struggling for some house, some food, some education for children, right? Everyone is struggling for that only, right? But human beings doesn't have to struggle so much for these things. So, in India when television came, people did not buy television. Even in West also, people knew that this is nonsense. They had coined this word in English, idiot box, for television. Idiot box is an English term, right? That was coined by Westerners, Europeans and Americans. And in India at least they did not, they thought this is completely nonsense it is. So then what they did, television fellows, they put Ramayana and Mahabharata. People were attached to Ramayana and Mahabharata, not television. But because they started showing Ramayana and Mahabharata, then people bought television and watched this Ramayana and Mahabharata. In fact, in Odisha, in one place, when this woman who was playing the part of Sita, what is that woman? That woman is just like prostitute, you know, right? Right. Dancing in front of the screen, right? In the screen. So they worshipped her, you know, people. You are like Sita, like that, you know, right? Because people had so much attachment to Ramayana and Mahabharata. Rama, Sita, Krishna, Rukmini, like that. So then gradually what happened in the television? They stopped Ramayana and Mahabharata, they put all nonsense. Now people forgot all Ramayana and Mahabharata. They are hearing the Ramayana and Mahabharata of Shah Rukh Khan, Madhuri Dixit or something like that. So to get people to hear, you need to change the socio-economic system. You have to change. That is Varnashrama system. Unless that is there, you cannot get people to hear actually. So, and people also say, Swamiji, we have to earn our livelihood. We don't have time. So that is a point. Hope I answered your question. Anything else? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai.